Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, if you watch the show, you know I spend most of my time right over there, casting the day's most striking story models, lighting the highest, sharpest topical cheekbones under a Pro Photo 2D4 flash head and a Fotex Softlighter 2 umbrella before an Oliphant terracotta backdrop and capturing them with a Mamiya RZ67 to create for you the penetrating yet poignant Annie Leibovitz portrait that is my nightly monologue. But sometimes, folks, I break into a petting zoo in the middle of the night, feed the animals a cocktail of Adderall, Benadryl, and Mountain Dew Code Red. Then startle a goat just as I snap the shutter to create the barnyard mugshot of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile.
See, that is hydrogen in my balloon. Meanwhile. Here's the latest from K-pop supergroup BTS. Jin, the eldest member, has enlisted in the South Korean army because Korean men are required to enlist in the military by age 28. While in America, by the age of 28, all men must join an improv group and get into home brewing. Meanwhile, there's big news from the world of words because dictionary.com's word of the year is woman. Okay. Really? The word of the year describes half of the world's population? Which year are we talking about here? One? Garg, I met someone different. They are like man, but whoa. According to dictionary.com, women are officially in the zeitgeist because of major stories like the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade, the Iran protests, and the death of Queen Elizabeth II. Right, because when Queen Elizabeth died, we were definitely Googling the word woman. And not Corgi's euthanized question mark?
Oh, God.
Oh. I'm not saying I would do it, just curious. Meanwhile, scientists have uncovered the oldest known narrative piece of art. It's an 11,000-year-old carving in Turkey that features a man holding his phallus as leopards corner him. It's a tale as old as time. Anyone who's ever had a leopard safety course knows, if you're naked and encounter a leopard, hold your junk. That's a cheetah. I think that was a cheetah. Meanwhile, scientists have designed a vagina on a chip. Great, another one of those weird Canadian flavors. First ketchup, now this. Hopefully, the vagina chip will be more successful than the last genital-themed snack, Predsticles.
Oh, God.
Is that okay? And I'm being informed that these chips are not for snacking, but tissue grown on silicone to simulate the vaginal microbiome for research. And Harvard's Dr. Donald Ingber is very confident about the quality of his simulation, boasting, "This walks, talks, and quacks like a human vagina." Now, here's the thing. I didn't go to Harvard. But I'm gonna say this guy is not that familiar with a human vagina. Let me ask you, Doc. These vaginas you know about, do they like breadcrumbs and fly south for the winter? Meanwhile, it was announced today that after decades of thinking otherwise, surprise, snakes have clitorises. Reached for comment, female snake said, "Yes." Researchers thought the organ didn't exist. In fact, CBS News reports it took more than a century, but scientists finally found it. That's a long time coming, or not if you're a female snake. The news is extra exciting because it turns out snakes have two individual clitorises, hemiclitores, separated by tissue and hidden by skin on the underside of the tail. So snakes went from having no clitoris to having two. It's a bonus. That's like reaching into the pocket of a jacket you haven't worn in a while and finding two clitorises.
Happy holidays from the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. We're dropping your favorite Colbert classics with the biggest stars until we're back on January 3rd with all new episodes. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount+. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.